This is DW News coming to you live from Berlin. Lebanon's leadership faces growing anger over incompetence and corruption following the deadly blasts in the capital, Beirut. Security forces fire tear gas at protesters outside parliament. International donors pledge aid for rebuilding, but demand top-level reforms from within. Also coming up, officials in Germany sound the alarm over a spike in coronavirus cases. There are fears that returning holidaymakers could bring the virus back with them, and concerns over the reopening of schools. But a new survey shows most voters are not that worried. Hello, I'm Terry Martin. Thanks for joining us. Lebanon's leadership is facing growing anger over the deadly blasts that have killed 150 people and injured thousands more. Shock is turning to fury. Authorities responded with force when protesters gathered outside parliament. Opponents accused the government of corruption, incompetence, and failing to avert an economic meltdown. French President Emmanuel Macron flew into Beirut promising aid from the international community, but he also says there'll be no blank checks, and he insists there be internal reforms from above.
As the people of Beirut come together to clean up the debris from Tuesday's catastrophic explosion, world leaders are lining up to provide aid. French President Macron landed in Beirut, addressing the anger felt by the people towards the corruption regarded as making the blast possible, and that has plagued the country for decades. He has also promised assistance. What I can guarantee you is that this aid will be transparent. It will go to the field, and it will not go in the hands of the corrupt. Lebanon is a former French protectorate, and the two countries still have close ties today. Surrounded by crowds, Macron listened to the outrage and pleas for help, while chants of revolution and end the regime sounded all around. I am here today. I am going to propose a new political pact this afternoon, and I will come back by September 1st, and if it has not been obtained, I will take responsibility for it. Macron later announced the launch of an international conference in the coming days with the aim of raising funds to support the people of Beirut. We are no longer able to continue this way. In this situation, people do not have enough money to continue what they started. The country cannot take it anymore. We have been fighting for 50 years in order to raise our family in these circumstances that we live in. Now we're finished. We have been working for our retirement, but they've finished us. Hopes rest on an international aid effort to pull together so the residents of Beirut can rebuild their homes, their city, and their community.
Our correspondent Razan Salman is in the Lebanese capital and joins us now from there. Razan, we're getting reports of violent protests near the parliament in Beirut. What more can you tell us about that?
Yes, Terry. A clash has occurred between security forces and protesters in an anti-government demonstration that took place yesterday near the parliament. And security forces deployed tear gas on dozens of protesters who gathered near the parliament asking for the government's resignation. And they blamed the government for the 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate that were stored in a warehouse in the Beirut port for the last 6 years. And they think this was the cause. They are accountable for the cause of the explosion, since these tons of ammonium nitrate were stored with very low security measures.
Okay, Lebanon is a former French protectorate, and French President Emmanuel Macron has promised international assistance to Lebanon. He traveled there, calling on the country's leaders to launch anti-corruption reforms. How is that message being received there?
Well, Terry, this morning, Lebanese authorities, they put 16 individuals under custody as part of an investigation into the Beirut port explosion. And they assigned an investigative committee, and they gave it 4 days to tell the government who is responsible for the explosion. And on the other hand, 44,000 Lebanese signed an online petition asking to place Lebanon under the French mandate for the next 10 years, since they completely lost the trust in the government's ability manage the country.
Okay, that's the political side. There's also the humanitarian angle here. There are many people still missing. How's the rescue effort going?
Well, Terry, the rescue operations are still in progress. Just this morning, two people who were thought to be missing since Tuesday's explosion were found dead under the rubble. And the officials, they expect the death toll to rise in the next few hours. And just to note that till now, 160 people were dead after the explosion. 5,000 people were injured, and more than 300,000 people have lost their homes.
So 160 now confirmed dead. Razan, thank you very much for that update. That's our correspondent, Razan Salman, in Beirut. Here in Germany, health officials are worried about a steady climb in coronavirus infections. The number of new cases has topped 1,000 for the second consecutive day. It's the highest number for 3 months. There are concerns about holidaymakers returning from other countries, bringing the virus back home with them. The reopening of schools is another source of anxiety for many. But most Germans don't seem to be that alarmed.
Summertime and the living's easy. The threat of the coronavirus is waning for many in the country. I don't think about it at all. Not at all. You remember to wear your mask. But when you leave public areas, it's easy to forget. Discipline is falling to the wayside. People are letting their guard down because the threat doesn't seem so serious anymore, according to this psychologist. People are at a point where they think of testing the limits. Some say, maybe I can take my mask off here when it's actually necessary. Then another person sees that, and then there's a snowball effect of people not wearing masks. The numbers are rising. Germany's Public Health Institute has recorded more than 1,000 coronavirus cases twice this week, the highest number of new infections in 3 months. Officials are growing concerned.
Corona in Schach zu halten, das ist
ein Keeping the virus in check is a marathon and a team effort. We can only do it together. An increasing number of clusters have emerged. There's also the danger of people bringing back the virus from other countries. Frankfurt Airport is offering free voluntary tests. And starting this Sunday, people returning to Germany from high-risk areas will be required to take a test, free of charge, if taken within 3 days. I am very aware that this is an infringement on personal freedom, but I think it's a reasonable one. Those who don't get tested in time face a fine of up to 25,000 euros. So will there also be steep fines for those who don't wear masks or practice social distancing? This government official says yes. There are states in Germany that already have penalties in place, and I have the feeling that people are becoming more aware of the importance of wearing masks. But if it's necessary, then tough penalties should be implemented. A carefree summer while trying to contain the coronavirus. A balancing act for Germany.
So, how worried are Germans about the next stage of the pandemic? A new Deutschland Trend poll suggests not much. It found that 59% think the government's current measures are adequate. Well, for more on the results of that poll, I'm joined now by DW political correspondent Kate Brady. Kate, we saw 20,000 people in Berlin last weekend demonstrating against the government's coronavirus restrictions, but the new poll shows a clear majority in the country still support the government's measures. Is that surprising?
I don't think that's surprising at all. We have to remember, of course, yes, 20,000 people hit the streets of Berlin last year and certainly made headlines around the world as well, but they are still a minority and a very interesting, if not bizarre, minority as well, a mix of people from the far right, from the far left, people also there that are conspiracy theorists and corona deniers. So certainly not really a representation of the majority of German society. That said, though, while the majority of Germans, it seems, according to this poll, think that the measures are adequate, 53% of respondents to the Deutschlandtrend poll said that they think that the measures that are in place are inadequately controlled. So they want to see stricter controls of these measures put in place, particularly when it comes to people violating that rule of wearing masks in certain public places.
Okay, let's talk about some other measures. On Thursday, Germany's health minister announced that travelers returning from high-risk regions will face mandatory testing. Let's take a look at what the survey tells us about reaction to that. The testing, by the way, applies to people returning from most countries outside the European Union. 93% of respondents said they support the measures, which kick in on Saturday. So, Kate, overwhelming support there for testing returning travelers. How is this going to work in practice and how will it be enforced?
So, as you say, from Saturday, everyone coming into Germany from an area deemed as high risk by the German government will have to have a coronavirus test. Now, one way to avoid having that test is if you have a negative test certificate that is no older than 48 hours. And anyone refusing to take the test could face a fine of up to 25,000 euros. One of the points of contention, though, right now is who should be footing the bill for these tests. A lot of people saying that if people have travelled, particularly for unnecessary travel to high-risk areas, then it should be they that are footing the bill and not the government. So there are still, I presume, going to be some teething issues as these tests are rolled out over the weekend. And in the meantime, anyone that's coming into Germany via a land border, they're recommended to go to a testing centre once they arrive. Of course, they won't have those facilities the same way that someone arriving in an airport would do.
Okay, let's talk about schools, Kate. They're starting to reopen now. Social distancing and hygiene measures are in place, but many families are still concerned that the virus could spread in the classroom. Here are the figures from that poll. 58% of parents with school-aged children said they believe schools are poorly prepared to deal with the pandemic. So, Kate, deep reservations there. But many parents do want to see their children back at school, of course. What can they expect moving forward?
Well, the measures in place vary between states, but one of the big questions right now is whether or not children should have to wear face masks at school. Different states in Germany are taking different action here. And so there is still a question over whether they should just be required within the school grounds or indeed during lessons and in the classroom as well. But in the meantime, other measures in place include smaller groups, which of course is going to put some strain on the teaching staff as well. But there is going to be increased testing as well, both of teaching staff and support and administrative staff as well, with the expectation that in some places teachers might be tested even up to 5 times in the coming months as we head into autumn and winter.
Test, test, test. That's what the epidemiologists are telling us. Our political correspondent, Kate Brady, thank you very much. Now to Italy and an emotional reunion for a 6-year-old stowaway. Little Junio Diarra is safely back in his mother's arms after traveling unaccompanied to Italy on a fishing boat to reunite with his family. Originally from the Ivory Coast, the boy had been staying with a family friend in Libya since his mother and siblings left 5 months ago. The Red Cross says he was found on a ferry used to quarantine migrants. You're watching DW News from Berlin. Don't forget, you can get all the latest news and information around the clock anytime you want on our website. That's at dw.com. I'm Terry Martin. Thanks for watching.